that new covenant. And I'll just like to add that the covenants can be made between man and man, and then of course man and Satan's demonic kingdom. And it can also be made between man and the ground, man and the soil, man and the earth, man and the sun, man and the moon, man and the stars, man and the constellations. I think everyone, anyone who's here from Africa would would probably realize this, that they make it between the soil and themselves against you, or between the sun and you. And so you have to break, you have to be specific to break, but I don't want to get too complicated. So Nicole, that was short, but I hope that that has helped. So we've just broken that covenant,
Hallelujah.
and you just continue to break it until you see the results and be specific.
Yes. And then we ask for sevenfold repayment on health, wholeness, complete divine healing back to our original creation, our original body, which was made in the image of Christ, holy unto the Lord, with nothing broken, nothing lacking in our bodies. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
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 Well,
All right. Marilyn, do you have one you want to share with us?
hi everyone. Yeah, I've got a really fresh testimony. So, and it's, well, it's work related. I was approached by an existing client to assist her to resolve a dispute with a corporate bank that has been going on for 4 years. She was a victim of online fraud or online hacking of her bank account. So they ended up suing her for more than four times the, well, no, more than double the capital amount that was stolen from her account. And it's not work that I normally do, but I felt like the Lord wants me to do that for her. And I approached the law firm and negotiated with them. And it's really new and fresh territory for me. And on the 3rd of October, we really received a breakthrough, and I believe it was the Lord working in her favor, resolving this. So we ended up settling for a quarter, less than a quarter of the amount that they initially sued her for. Hello?
Yep, we're here.
So, and then I believe, yeah, it was God doing that for her, and it was new territory for me. I mean, it's the first time that I was doing this type of actually litigation and entering into negotiations to get a settlement that is in favor of my client. And I really believe also God broke that attack on her finances. And although she had to pay a settlement amount, I believe God just broke that for her so that she can walk in freedom, she and her family. So that is my testimony, and it was very significant for me because it was in a time frame where I really seek the Lord with other people, and God gave me a breakthrough in that time. So I just honor Him and praise Him for that.
Hallelujah. And I also hear you saying that's new territory for you. So we praise the Lord that He has given you new territory in your field. And now you have a testimony of winning those kinds of cases or having victory in that. So He's going to bring more to you in that area as well. Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. And because their freedom was definitely under attack and held hostage.
Yes. Okay. Raquel, do you have a testimony for us today?
Oh, yeah. I have, and it's so amazing. Well, hello, everyone. God bless you all. This is very, very taken out of the oven, this testimony. this past week, I have been fighting against monitoring spirits and familiar spirits. And it had been very hard. And for me, it was the first time, really, to do that, to realize that, and to live in my life. And it was when I thought that everything was good, everything was clean, then I had a dream, or for some way God was telling me, no, there is another. And this was another, 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 another. And this was a continual fighting, a warfare, really, it was. And in some way, for me, it was impacting. And the most that I was fighting, the weaker that I was feeling. And but then I start to work with that, that part, and I start to become stronger and understand really what means all these things. And the thing is that in some moment I didn't realize, but in some moment I start to see myself that every time it's like I was seeing them for everywhere. And then if I needed to go out, oh my goodness, I was praying and praying and praying and praying, and I was walking or whatever place I was, and I was praying and all the time, like obsessive with that. And even when I was receiving calls by phone or message, but it became like something extreme. And then yeah, I realized that, well, it wasn't good neither, because I start to feel like it makes me to be freeze, and I am coming from a time where I was not paralyzed, but stunned, like I didn't move. And I know that God was working on me, very good working on me. But in some move, in some sense, I understand that for me was a little, I wasn't working that properly, giving back God really how it had been to be. And the thing is that in the middle of this, I start to feel in my heart like something called. I was then praying. I don't know if it is tiredness, but I was thinking, no, this is not for me. This is not me, because I am a passionate for the Lord. And then every time that I was praying, I felt like something was missing there. Something was missing there. It's like the soul was missing. And it was terrible. And in some moment when comes that Nicole announced this week to celebrate Sukkot. Wow, I was so happy for that. But what happened when I went to check, okay, my testimonies, I felt like I don't have anyone, just what you said, Nicole. I felt that all that I had were all my testimonies. And then I started to find in me, and I say, yes, I have, but only two. I only could see two, no more. Oh, And that was terrible. That was worst for me. And I come to God again, and then all this time of flying for him, understand from him what was going on, and repenting and repenting and repenting, and even trying to understand what I needed to repent. I was asking God, God, what is there that I am not repenting? Because I am feeling this separation. Something weird was there. Plus the not having testimonies. And then I felt like I fail him. But we continue. I continue with the Lord. And then comes the prophetic word. Destiny moves. And then after the reading that, is something open in me. Something opened in me, like I saw a way. I identify what happened, where I was, and where I am going. And I start to feel like, okay, Lord, this is good, because this is you telling me this is what is happening now. Now take action, do actions, no? And this is what is happening. I start to pray, to focus. And I'm trying to ask him, identify from him. I was asking him, I want to identify what is what I felt inside of me, that really that little thing that is huge that I felt that is broke or something happened there. And then what I got is I didn't have the joy that I used to be. The joy wasn't there. The full joy? Oh my goodness, it wasn't there. And then I said, well, the joy comes from your presence. That means that from your love and you and me, that means that I am not feeling the Holy Spirit neither. And then I start to pray about that. Pray and pray and pray, as they say, pray. Look for scriptures and pray. And I was praying for that. And that was Friday night. And then, wow, Saturday, yesterday, I awoke, and I felt like the joy of the Lord. All these days past, they had been so special with the Lord. Then all this week had been a process, a great process with the Lord. And then yesterday, I went out to do some things that I needed to do, walking around. And then I felt, I say, okay, Lord, I went to outside feeling the joy of him, of his presence. And I didn't feel like I needed to be careful about the enemies around. But I only had the joy and the peace and the assurance that he's covering. I had been praying for that, you know? And if I have the armor of God and I have him, they are not coming really easily to me. No, the fire of the Holy Spirit is in me, around me. They will burn. And then, but now just that I had that confidence and that joy. Oh my goodness. I went to, when I was walking to the place where I was going, I hear a group of people singing, worshiping God. And for me, it was, wow, okay. When I am coming back, I hear again, and I try to see what is that. And then a little far, I see this is a commercial center, and the entrance of the commercial center, there is that one, two, three, four, where five people, five person, four ladies and one man. One man, and wow, but I am watching them, and I stop. I was walking, and I stopped, like, whoa. I was looking at them, and I was praising God, because I was saying, oh my goodness, Lord, this is what I have been praying and believing, that the body of Christ be outside, not inside, but outside, and be visible for the world. Even the world and the enemy is mad, They are there. They are worshiping you in public. They are talking. They are your presence there. And then I am amazing looking at them and still singing the song that they are singing to the Lord. In some moment, one person, I feel something beside me, and I turn, and there is a guy. And in some moment, he said, "This is the only Lord, the only God that we have. No more. We don't need any more. It's Him. He is the King." Wow. And for me, I say, "Wow, Lord." And I was praying, and I said, "God, more people need to show. More people need to show, no?" And then I start to walk again. And I said to him, "Well, you know, they don't deserve to be alone." And I start to walk. I said that, but I am walking to where I am going. But then some moment is like that power of the Lord, that desire. Then I said, "No, Raquel, you need to be with them." And I turned and I went when they were where they were. And I didn't know. I get there, and then I said, "Okay, I'm not, what I'm gonna do, because they are singing, and they are looking at me, because I came like a boom, like this, woof, and then like here I am," and then they started looking at me. I am only the only thing that I am doing is laughing. It's laughing. I feel the joy. I am laughing of joy looking at them, and then I start to, you know, to sing with them, and wow, I was feeling, "God, this is your body here." But it's like He's giving, I am not realizing what God is doing, but it's like I felt later that I follow God, you know? I follow Him. I am not afraid. I am following Him, and I am being a living testimony of Him in the city there. Yeah. And I had a bread with me that I almost bought. But then I stay with them a little, and then I say, "Okay, bye, 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 bye." I when I was coming back again, I was walking back my way. Then it's like I felt, "Raquel, you have a bread. You didn't share that." And then I say, "Oh, God, yes." And I come back and I bring the bread and we share. And they were so happy, and they were praying more and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. And then it started to come people. And I say, "I would like to join you, and I would like that you pray for me." Oh, my goodness. Well, I left them and I went home with that joy and God saying, "God, you did, because... you know, the word said yesterday that once you cross what you needed to cross, you need to take the way that God is have for you." And I felt like I take that bus, and I am walking Him, you know? I am walking Him, trusting in Him, and only following Him. Then this morning, I am here. I am so happy because this is the day that we were going to be together, and I am rejoicing and happy and worshiping God and giving thanks for everything that he had been doing, and for all the past and for the new that is coming. I am praising, and there are receivable of a friend who is a sister, and she said, "Oh, I would like," she said, "You know, the church is doing this. I'm not sure what really that means, but I would like to invite you that you come with me." And I said, "Yes, and what it is?" He said, "We are celebrating Sukkot. We are celebrating Sukkot." And I am, yes. Then I explained to her a little more about what is that, what I have been learning from MOP, from Unipol, and I sent some texts from, I sent the link of the page too, and about this, and then I run because I only had half hour to be ready. I was in pyjama, and then I run, and I I was there. It was beautiful. The celebration, the joy, the, you know, giving God back the thanks for everything. But the beautiful is that the pastor, he went through all the explanation about all the fest, the same thing that you did, Nicole, all the fest of the that God commanded, and then this is special what that means. And that was then the celebrating together. We celebrate together with everything that people were they bring, and we share everything there. And this is plus joy. And then I run here to be here in home just half hour before this second celebration starts. Then I praise God. I praise God because he's the one who made everything for us. He is the one who is fighting for us. His angelic hosts, they are fighting for us, for the nation, for the human being, and he's teaching us how to overcome, just overcome with his blood and the testimony, but living and believing what is his life, what he did, and what that means this for us here. We are fighting with him. We are advancing this kingdom of him here on earth. And this is why we are here. And he's teaching us and training us how to be strong and strong and strong, but with the joy and his presence, because really this is our strength, as the word said. Then thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And thank you, Nicole, for teach us. And through you, we are now living this life, this life of him, and celebrating with him and learning and really walking in the way that he wanted us to be here, strong, courageous, and with all his joy and his presence, and knowing with his knowledge and his understanding, and well, and taking bringing all these souls for him. This is our mandate here, our command. Go. And while you go, you bring the love of God to others, teach them to do and obey God and learn from him, and preparing them to again this continue be doing this all this the conquer of this earth by his presence, his word, and the salvation. He wants that all be safe, and this is my testimony for today, praising God for that.
Praise the Lord. You see how many fresh out of the oven ones we have? Now imagine you got like 52 weeks to go. That's why next time we meet, you're going to have fresh stuff, because you're going to have one whole year of just making notes. Put some notes. And you're going to realize how many times through the year, when you start to feel down and depressed, just go back and read them. Remind yourself, God is working on your behalf. Trust me, he is. But you have to like remind yourself of what he has done. That's why we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Okay, how about Susan? Susan, you have one to share with us today?
Absolutely. Today, I will start with today. When I woke up, I asked the Lord, well, I said to the Lord, well, you've done so much for me for the past, is it 3 weeks now? That's beautiful. So can I do something today for somebody? Please put me in the path of somebody. We go to church in the morning, and today we have like an international meal, so there's more chances to talk to people. As it happens, I sat with someone completely new that I would never ever cross paths with. And it was like, and I know it's God who did it, because she needed a word of encouragement. And she just shared freely, like she knows me already. And she's quite young as well, like I think coming to her 20s. So it's not like we would normally talk anyway, the way the church is set up. The youth normally sit by themselves. And we were talking about her job right now. And we went into how she is struggling with it, how what she wants is not possible for her to do. And I remember that we've had a teaching, especially through MOP, about the talents and giftings. And I was telling her for you how to know your gifting and how to know what you're talented in and how to know what the Lord has called you to do. And I mentioned something about when the Lord blesses you with something, especially a job, he does not add sorrow to it. And you should know by how you're struggling in that job. And she was like, oh, yeah, I've never thought about that. So we went down that road about talking about her gifting. And she happened to know that she actually wants to do missionary work in Europe. And I was like, oh, right. I think we'll figure it out then. We prayed about that. And she was saying, you know, I was not really asking the Lord, but I was just complaining to him. Like, why have you put me here? She's working with, what do we call them? Learning difficulties children. And it's her first year. It's like 3 months. And she's always crying after work because it's so hard for her. So she was like, oh, instead of complaining then, I could just ask the Lord for what I want. I was like, of course, don't you just do that? I said, no. She was like, I pray, but I'm always talking about the bad things, like telling the Lord. I was like, no, the Lord knows exactly what you're going through, what's bad. He knows about it. But use the time to tell him what exactly you would want. And she was like, yeah, I've learned something. And we spoke for like almost an hour. And I realized, oh, I also know so much. Like, I've been learning and learning, and I've not had a chance to speak to as many people. So that was a very new thing for me. And then there was one or two other people who just came to sit, to listen to this. I was like, oh, okay. And I asked God to put me with someone. I didn't think it would be a group. So when I came home, I was like, okay, Lord, thank you for that, because obviously you needed people to hear something that I know. So that's my testimony for today. And recently, I would say starting about 2 weeks now, I've been praying for me and my husband. He's sort of a Christian, but not as deep in the relationship with the Lord. It's as and when it's like suits, you know. I think we've been like that before, most of us. And I've been praying for him to know the fullness of the love of God, and also to just be kind, so to speak, to me, to people, just to be kind, and just to open up, like talk to me, and don't see me as someone who is against you, you know, things like that, quite a few things. But I didn't say anything to him. What shook me was one time he just came and sat with me. It was after a prayer. I think it was a Sunday, but it was a fast, the one that we just come out of. He came and sat with me and was asking me questions about Jesus, questions about why do you do this fast? Why are you praying like that? And I explained to him, to say, you actually have to have a relationship with God I can walk with you, or we can read the Bible together. And he was so receptive. I was shocked, actually, like really, really shocked. And every now and then, he's coming to talk to me about it. And kind of, at some point, I was like, oh, this must be a joke. Maybe it's just tricking me or something. Put my guard down. But no, it's not. I had to remember that I prayed for this. And it's an answer to prayer. And now I'm looking forward to just sitting and talking, because I know there'll be kindness. I know we'll talk about having a relationship with Jesus, or what I do, why I do it. And I am really thankful to God, because that's been a really big thing between us. And I can see that, I would say I have a different perspective of my marriage now. And I really, really thank God for that, because it's been a few years. And just how God provides. Like, I don't have to stand up and say things or defend myself in anything. But I can pray to God, and I see things happening. And that was amazing. That was that one. And a little bit long. It's been going on for a long time, but I didn't actually realize that it is a testimony. I know in the course sometimes when it says, well, you have a testimony, and I'm not. Yeah, I'm one of those people who forget. And thank you. Thank you so much for reminding us. I'll be writing them down. Job-wise, I've realized that God has always provided. For example, when my very first job after school, I never went to look for it. I've realized that when I go searching for a job, I will search and search. And the one that I end up getting, I would either just be called, come and apply here, or it will just happen. And my very first job, the way it happened, I didn't know the person. We just met, and I went into peer education with USAID. That was back home in Zambia. And over here, well, the jobs following that were also like someone telling me, it's happening there. Do you want to come to it? I'll recommend you, and things like that. But here, the very first one as well, my friend said someone got laid off at that restaurant because I came as a student. Someone got laid off, so they should have an opening. Go there. I went in there. I didn't even have a CV ready with me. I went in there. I got a job. And I thought, oh, okay. It's usually difficult to like apply and wait and stuff like that. But I got it right there and then. I'd never done waitressing before. And the way I left that job, it's a miracle. Another friend who worked there and had stopped during my tenure had gone to work for this hotel and invited me. You can come. It's only 3 hours, but it's better than this. Come and do it. I accepted and I went. While working there, the manager for housekeeping comes, I've seen you around. You look like you will do a really good job. Come and work in our department. When can you start? I was like, well, I have to speak to where I normally work, which is a restaurant. But oh, no, you can come and do a few hours if you want. Say, starting next week. That was a Friday. It so happens that the money there was going to help me a lot. So I decided to quit at the restaurant and go to that hotel full-time, 7 hours job. And it turns out, when I quit on the Friday night, the company got shut at the restaurant. It got shut on Monday. So the people came to work, and they were told, oh, with immediate effect, we are closing, so you guys don't have a job. And when I heard of it on Tuesday, I was like, wow, how did I survive that? Because if it happened that way, I would probably have no income to pay for my rent. And then I see that pattern as well. I came from that housekeeping. Somebody else called me to reception. And from reception, somebody else told me about this company where you can go and do admin because you're good at it. That's how I've been moving. And I find that wherever I live, there is either a problem there, or there's no way I could have continued. Like, I just moved at the right time. And I realized, wow, that's God just been looking after me the whole time. And I didn't even, I've never gone back to him and say thank you. So when I was thinking about it this time around this week, it has been a really good exercise. That's when I realized, yeah, a walking testimony where jobs are concerned. Like, even now, I don't have like a formal job, but one of the friends said, oh, I'll be giving you some shifts when I've got some. I was like, oh, okay. So I've never really lacked financially. And when we learned to say, don't ask God for money, ask for what you need, I was like, okay, I'm going to try that. We went into debt when I lost my last job and before my friend gave me a job. So we had loads of bills to pay. I kept asking for money to pay this bill, exact amount and stuff. But when I realized, don't ask for money, so I asked God to pay the bill, I received like a check unexpectedly, like a tax refund, and it paid off, well, 1.5 of all the dates that we, like 3/4 of it. So I was like, Lord, it's not finished. I need to pay more. How can you just pay half? Leave some. I will still be worried about the bills and stuff, and they'll keep increasing. So I was like, could you finish paying the bills so that I just get be responsible for the ones that come? And yes, there was a pension scheme that I'd forgotten about, and they tracked me down, and they sent this check as well. It paid off the rest of the debt. And I got to do a few things, like do my hair. I was like, oh, thank you, God. Like, you really look after me. And I've noticed that we actually don't lack. We have just enough of what we need. Like, in fact, all the needs are catered for. It's the ones that we would, but wants are wants. But we do pray that one day, obviously, the Lord is going to cater for both wants and the needs. So, yes, for today, those are my testimonies.
Yay! And they're good ones too. Thank you, God. I love it. Okay, Sylvie, you want to be the last one? Sylvie?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You have a testimony for us? Want to be the final one?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a small one.
Okay.
But I went to the... I've been reading a lot about people having difficulty going to the entering the U.S. lately. And my mother is visiting in New York, and so I wanted to go and pick her up and bring her here to the new house. And so I woke up in the morning, I prayed about it, and I asked the Lord to just pave the way, literally pave the way, and go ahead of me and everything. So I went yesterday morning. I arrived safe and sound. I picked my mom up, and then we came back to the border. Now, when we were crossing in, we submitted our papers, and I was expecting the border officer to ask us loads of questions. And we got there, and because also in Canada, when you come in, you have to declare any goods you have and the value and so forth, so they can tax you, they can impose taxes, and that's important now because of the trade issue between Canada and the US. And I've had to pay those for a few times. So this time I got there, and the guy is, so who are the people traveling with you? And I told him, it's my mom and my brother, and this is what I've been doing. I went here to pick them up and so forth. Next thing I know, he just gives me the passport and all the documents. He goes, okay, welcome to Canada. Go. The whole thing happened in a minute, basically. And I was like, I was expecting more. And so I ended up spending time there chatting with the person and asking him for more information before I finally went along the way. And so I was just so incredibly thankful for that. And along the way, there were also, because I was driving there, there were so many instances, because the other person was sharing earlier about her testimony on the road. I had so many instances, literally people coming across of me, just sort of many ways in which I could literally have gotten into an accident and not come back very easily, very easily. I had, I think, two or three of those instances on the road, but nothing happened. I could feel the protection of the Lord all the way through. And then when we finally came back, we entered into Canada land. It was all just beautiful and smooth. It was just incredible. And I was just so thankful, because it made me realize, you know how in the Bible it says, even the hairs of your head are counted, the Lord counts them all. It made me realize how all of those little things that are important to us, the things that raise uncertainty or worry in our hearts, He goes ahead of us for them, whether it be the loss of your hair or whether it be something like what happened to me this weekend. It just sort of, it was just all really amazing. Just, I'm just being so thankful, because, and that's why I wasn't able to join yesterday, because I was on the road. But today I was like, I need to make the time to join. And so it just felt so incredible. I felt at rest and at peace, right? Because the Lord made me realize that He is with me in the midst of it all, and nothing bad was going to happen, pretty much. And so it's just another confirmation that when we are following in obedience, when we are doing what He's asking us, what He's told us it's okay to do, He really paves the way and provides for us. And so that's what's carrying me these days. So I'm home now with my mom and my brother. We're going to go have some meal or just have some fellowship time together. But I was just very thankful because really God is amazing to all of us, and the little things and the big ones.
Yes. Yeah. You know, if you guys pay attention, most of the testimonies that we heard today were fresh out of the oven. That's what I mean when I say that we are getting them. You are getting them. It's just you're not paying attention, and then they get stolen, and then you don't remember later on. Okay. So if we could just make it a habit this year until the next Sukkot, to just start writing little notes down as you recognize something, you're like, okay, I'm going to jot this one down, just start writing them down. You're going to realize how many you have. It's beautiful, because God is so faithful to us. He is so faithful to us. Oof. And pray, Holy Spirit, right now. Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you that as we go along, if we ever fall into the trap of the enemy of allowing him to steal our testimony, you're just going to tap us on the shoulder and be like, hey, you can't go a whole year and not have like pages of testimony. How is that possible? It's not possible. Okay. I pray, Lord, that you would just tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, make sure you're recording this. Write it down so you don't forget it. We're not going to forget it, because we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's a part of our warfare weapon strategy. And we're not going to be allowed to be disarmed in this season, and say, Lord, that tomorrow, being the final day of Sukkot, that we'll spend the time praising you and thanking you, and then looking for the judgment in our favor for the year, that you're going to bless us and crown our year with abundance, the fatness of God, the richness of God, the oil of the Holy Spirit poured out upon us to accomplish and do everything that you're calling us to do in this year, Lord, that we're going to rise up in the midst of everything that's going on in the world. None of it shall touch us or come near to us, because you have an iron dome over us. Hallelujah. And any attack of the enemy will be demolished in your presence, Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost around us will protect us and demolish everything and anything that is coming against us. And we're going to have a massive testimony for you each and every day. And when we meet people on the street and they say things, we can share different testimonies, because we're going to have them in our devices to know what to say, when to say it to people, how to encourage others, Lord, because that's, you're calling us to be the salt and the light. testimony is also to be a witness to Jesus Christ. So we're supposed to share the testimonies. They're not for you. Hello. You have it as a weapon, but it's to be shared. That's how you give God his glory. Share it, share it, share it, share it. Okay. Yes. Yes. All right, Sylvie, go on.
I'll be very quick. So I don't know if you remember. I have a member of my family who's dealing with addiction, mm-hmm. and he goes through very difficult times. And oftentimes there'll be like some different things will happen that will lead him to get back into use, and then it's just a downhill road. And for the past few years, I've sort of tied myself to, I guess, to his cycles in a way, literally. And so lately, because in the middle of our fast last time, I realized that he was going through something like that again. I could see what was going to follow. And I remembered, I went in prayer. And as I was praying, the Lord brought me back to this message you shared a while back. And it was about, I think it was about Psalm 24, where we sort of give something over to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so at that point in time, literally, I felt the longing to get back into my old ways and just start worrying and start calling and start pressuring and all that. And the Lord called me to step back. So I stepped back and I went silent. It was as if I didn't even notice that anything happened. I didn't say anything to anyone about it. I just went quiet. I just focused on the fast and continued until the end. And until now, actually, I still haven't said anything anywhere. But the Lord reminded me about that message. And so I prayed around that message and I sort of invited the King of Glory to fall into that situation. And whenever I see anything that reminds me of what he's probably going through, I'll just go back and then call the Lord again to follow through and to do his thing. So the testimony for me is mostly a mindset change in this particular situation, mm-hmm. because it made me realize that I had been pursuing some kind of a savior mentality thing, mm-hmm. and I realized that it's not for me to save him.
Come on.
He's the Son of God. It's not for me to save him. It's for God to save him.
Hallelujah.
So every time I pray and I just surrender him to God, I'm literally surrendering him to his Father, who knows best and who knows what needs to happen. For me, the only thing I'm praying about is that the Lord gives me the wisdom and the discernment to do what he's expecting me to do in this situation. Mm. And that would be very likely very different from what I've been doing so far.
Hallelujah.
And so that is my testimony. So.
Praise the Lord. Something all of us can learn from. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And so that is it. We're going to conclude here. Yes, there you go. Yes, yes, yes. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. And as you go along, as you're making those notes of testimony, send me some every now and then, okay? You see how encouraged you feel when you read those testimonies in the emails that I send out every week? It's such an encouragement. So many people are strengthened by it, you know? When you hear someone else share a testimony on something where you're like, I never thought about that, it really causes you, like what Alma was saying earlier, to pray it like this, because you hear it and you're like, wow, and it worked for this person. So let me go ahead and follow through. So God is doing that too. All right. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Oh, really? Very good.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Lord. See?
Love you.
A strong one, but a good one. Love you guys.
Love you too. And thank you for inputting into our lives.
Thank you so much. It is.
Thank you.
It has been a joyful and beautiful and incredible week. Thank you. Celebrating God.
God bless.
We're going to have, Alma is going to pray one last prayer for us breaking mammon. She's going to pray that one last prayer for us to break mammon, and then we can end here. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, my love.
Okay, thank you.
Let's just prepare our hearts for repentance.
Yes.
So we come together. So Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we acknowledge and we confess that we are sinners and we have fallen short of the mark. And so, Lord, we humble ourselves before you to confess our sins, and specifically in relation to worshiping money, to worshiping wealth, to worshiping our jobs, to worshiping our businesses. We repent, Heavenly Father, for worshiping mammon inadvertently, whether we knew it or whether we did not know it. We repent, Heavenly Father, for putting our jobs above you, for putting our businesses above you. We repent for covetousness, Lord, where we have lusted after other people's wealth, after other people's money, after other people's lifestyles. We repent, Heavenly Father. Search our hearts, Lord. Reveal to us where we did so, Lord. And we repent of it, Heavenly Father. We acknowledge that this is how we trespass against you. We acknowledge and we confess that this is how we walked contrary to you. We acknowledge that this is how we were hostile to you, Heavenly Father, by worshiping money. And Heavenly Father, we also repent for erecting altars in our souls to mammon, to wealth, to our possessions, to our jobs, to our businesses. And Lord, we are asking here today that you judge those altars we have erected in our souls. And we ask that you destroy them with your fire, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we repent. We ask for your forgiveness. Jesus, we ask that you'd cover our sins, our personal sins, iniquities, transgressions with your blood. Place them under your blood. Release the cleansing power over your blood over us. We ask that not only would you forgive us for our sins in this period of Sukkot, Heavenly Father, but we ask that you'd forget our sins, Heavenly Father. We ask that you'd remember them no more for your sake and ours. Remove them from the records of heaven and earth. We are also asking, Heavenly Father, that you would release us from the consequences, Heavenly Father, of these sins, Lord. And we now ask that you'd separate us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. We receive your forgiveness by faith. We receive the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ by faith. Amen. And now, Lord, we wish to put on the full armor of God. And we do it by faith. And so we put on the helmet of salvation. We wear the breastplate of righteousness. We fasten on the belt of truth. We shod our feet with the gospel of peace. We pick up the shield of faith to quench and extinguish the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, Heavenly Father. And as we go into break covenant with Mammon, Heavenly Father, we also want to acknowledge that our ancestors had made covenants with Mammon, Heavenly Father. And we ask for your forgiveness for that, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you'd forgive us for that. And so, Lord, now that we have put on the arm of God, in Jesus' name, we now take a hold of the new covenant that Jesus Christ paid with his blood, that Jesus Christ mediated. By faith, we take a hold of that new covenant in Jesus' mighty name. And in Jesus' name, we break, we nullify, we sever with the new covenant, every evil and holy demonic covenant we have ever entered into with Mammon, in Jesus' mighty name. We completely break, nullify, and sever those evil covenants we have ever made with Mammon in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we now replace it with the new covenant that Jesus Christ paid with his blood in Jesus' mighty name. And so now, Lord, we now wish to now come further and to divorce Mammon. And so in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone should say it out loud as I say it,
In
Jesus' name,
I divorce Mammon,
and I demand
a sevenfold repayment
of a right relationship with money
to be manifest in our lives.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
And we also demand,
a
sevenfold repayment,
of generosity,
to be manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. In
Jesus' name, amen.
And so we divorce Mammon.
Oh yeah, we divorce Mammon.
And we lose generosity.
And we lose generosity.
We divorce mammon.
We divorce mammon.
And we lose a right relationship.
Lose right relationship with money. With money. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. And so, Lord, finally, Lord, we repent for looking at money as our God. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, finally, we repent for looking at money as our God. We dethrone money in our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
We dethrone mammon in our hearts and our souls. And we enthrone you in our hearts and our souls.
Lord.
In Jesus' name, we declare that you are our master. And mammon shall never be our master. And so, Heavenly Father, as we enter into Hoshadda Rabbah, we pray that you'd remember this prayer, this covenant that we have broken, Heavenly Father. We pray that you'd remember it, Lord. And Lord, we would like to also disassociate ourselves and renounce the covenants our ancestors made with mammon in Jesus' name. So in Jesus' name, just repeat after me.
In Jesus' name.
We renounce the covenants that our forefathers
made with mammon.
For whatever reason they did it, Lord. Lord, whether it was because they wanted wealth, Lord, for whatever reason, because of they wanted a certain lifestyle, Heavenly Father, we renounce that covenant, Lord. We renounce it and we ask for your mercy. We renounce it and we ask for your forgiveness. We renounce it because it has been passed on down through the generations, Heavenly Father. Lord, we are rejecting mammon as our God. We're rejecting the God of our forefathers, Heavenly Father. We're rejecting the God of our forefathers. We're renouncing the God of our ancestors, mammon. We renounce him today. We renounce it today in Jesus' name. And because Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior, we use the name and the blood of Jesus Christ to separate ourselves from mammon.
Hallelujah.
And to separate ourselves from the God of our ancestors in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, let your fire fall down now, Heavenly Father, to cleanse us, O Lord, to baptize us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us, Heavenly Father. Cleanse us, Heavenly Father, as we enthrone you in our hearts, as we enthrone you in our souls. Heavenly Father, cleanse us, O Lord. And help us as we move forward, into this season, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to not put money above you and to not put our jobs above you, to not put our businesses above you, to not put our bills above you. So we thank you, Lord. By faith, Lord, we decree and we declare that the covenant we have ever made with mammon has been broken. We decree and we declare that we have renounced the covenant that our ancestors made. And we receive your forgiveness by faith. We declare that we are forgiven and we now move forward in right standing with you and with a right relationship with money. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Wow. Amen.
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 Wow.
Amen.
Wow. 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 Wow.
God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen.
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 Wow.
Tell me you didn't feel the anointing on that. It.
Wow, Lord. Thank you.
Ooh.
Jesus. Wow.
Amen.
Thank
just
you, sister.
Share the visions that I was seeing as she was praying. First of all, you know those high chairs that they use at tennis matches? Tell me the one I'm talking about.
Yes, the umpire's chair.
Yes, that's what I saw that thing sitting in. The umpire's chair. That's what I saw Mammon sitting in. And as she was praying, it was like we kicked the legs out from under the chair and that thing came falling down. Then, when she started to pray for us to break covenant, here comes the revelation. You know the umbilical cord of babies? That's how I saw people. People have their umbilical cords tied to this thing. Jesus. You hear me? Imagine an umbilical cord being tied to that thing. And so they were being cut
they were being cut off, cutting the umbilical cord from it. Thank you, Lord. Then the Lord sent down the fire and cleansed us. The other thing that was coming to me as she was praying about the ancestors, our ancestors and our forefathers, is how many people have gone to witch doctors sacrificing their children, their children's birthright, or other people who have gone to steal other people's glory and destiny, right? It's all under mammon. I mean, we call it witchcraft, but the motivation behind that type of witchcraft is mammon. It's because you want something that belongs to someone else, which is usually having to do with money or that person's power or the grace that's on their life. So it's really a covenant, an umbilical cord that's been tied into mammon. That's what was coming to me as she was praying. All those parents that have sacrificed their children at witch doctors, right? It's like they made covenants with the witch doctors for fame and fortune by selling their kids over to it. So God was cutting all of that. Man, thank you, Lord. So powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the newness in the spirit, Lord God. Thank you for the new beginnings that you are establishing today, Lord God. Thank you for the new way of walking, that we will never give ourselves over to a familiar spirit to go back to the old thing, God, Ashisia, but that we will feel okay with walking out the new, walk out the new thing. It might feel unusual, but it's new because the umbilical cord was cut from that thing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Teach us the new way. The better living covenant in Christ Jesus. So much of us got saved, but we were still attached to it. That's what the Lord was showing me. You got saved, but you were still tied through your cord to that thing. And the Lord just cut that today. Oh, God. Things that your ancestors did that you don't even know about it. You don't even know that that was done to you by your great-great-grandmother, your great-great-great-great, that might be dead and gone already. And you don't even know that that thing was still there because it never actually got broken. And I thank you, Lord, for doing it today. Thank you, God. Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Yes.
All glory to God.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We move forward. Sorry, Nicole, for speaking more. I think as we move forward, as tomorrow is the last day, I think Nicole has seen what it has done, but continue to cut the covenants. Yes. Come with spiritual chains. So, yes. as you find yourself coveting and doing that, repent. Yes. And divorce. Repent. Yes. And break covenant. Just take a hold of the new covenant, break it, and replace it with a new covenant until it no longer has a hold on you. For those who have an issue with mammon, and just we pray that this new season, when financial famine is coming, just add the prayer that, you know, it would completely miss us.
Yes.
So thank you, Nicole, for this platform, and
Thank you for telling us, showing us. We know we normally pray, but some of us cannot see. So yes. Thank you for showing us that. And yes, and we give all the glory to God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, I wasn't expecting the umbilical cord part. That was like, okay, man alive. You see, that's how a baby gets sustenance from its mother. Imagine the deep imagery here. It's like you were being fed by this thing. But we're supposed to be connected to Christ. And so we divorce that connection of the umbilical cord and we attach ourselves to Christ, to Jesus, to Father God and to the Holy Spirit. God, you are our lifeline. You are the supplier and we get our food from you. Ooh. We get our food from you, God. You are the sustainer. Okay. You know, just like Alma said, is something you need to continue to go through it, the process, until tomorrow. If you see any part of you, you feel any kind of in your heart, in your soul, any kind of connection to stuff and things, you have to cut that completely. Wow. You know, your job is not your source. God is your source. He just used that as a channel. Your business is not your source. God is your source. He's just using your business as a channel. We have to disconnect our thinking that it's these things that are our source, right? Yeah. These things are not your source. God is your source. He just used people as a challenge, as a channel for you. I'm not your source. I'm just a channel. When I go, he'll bring another channel with somebody else to help you. You know what I mean? Otherwise, that's how we get into the idolatry and the worshiping of mammon, because we're too connected to this one thing that we think this is how I'm getting it. It's not that. God is the one that's doing it, and he can connect you to anything at any time. One job goes, another one comes. He tell you to leave this church and go to this church instead. There you go. The new place is going to give you what God has for you there. Our only connection, the only one we should be clinging to like that, is Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ. He tell you to move, you move. Give up that house, you give up the house. Whatever it is moving. Go back to what I said yesterday. When he says dust, we need to travel light. Shake the dust off of your foot and move to the next place. Travel light. Get ready to give up whatever he says. I need you to give this up. You give it up for him. Jesus. That's right, Annie. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just thank you for this beautiful holy convocation that you call, Lord, where you are glorified. where you are magnified, where you brought revelation today, where you brought encouragement and faith and hope. And you've imparted on us so much through this week, more than we could have asked or think or imagined. I'm going to ask you to do one last thing for us, Lord. After Hoshana Rabbah, if you could give each one of us listening to this picture, a dream, a vision, a revelation of what it is you're giving us in judgment, we would so love that, God, so that we have it. We have it. We have a picture of what you have for us. And we can enjoy that. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh,
amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Glory to you, Lord.
What do you mean by that, Joy?
I was just saying, you know, you were talking about God is, you know, he's our provider. And that really was my testimony. There's a lot I really could share about what has been going on with me in the last few weeks that God has been doing. But I just wanted to say on Monday, and I'm sharing this just purely for the sake of anybody that or else on the call that might be maybe even feeling remotely like I was feeling Monday. So, Nicole, you know, I had been in the hospital and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home, I just kind of felt down, you know, like I just felt a little down. And the Lord woke me up really early one morning. And so I got up and I sat down to talk to him. And he told me to go read Psalm 42. So I after I read Psalm 42, it just brought me to tears because I recognized in that psalm that I was just feeling away, far from God, right? Like, you know, I had just kind of went through a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just, and I had this longing that I really could not put into words. And so I said to him, I said, well, Lord, I don't want to just be praying just for the sake of saying words, right? I think that the nature of love is sometimes it's okay to be silent and to just kind of sit with how I feel about you and how you feel about me. And so I'm not going to just talk for the sake of just talking, but he gave me Psalm 42. And so over the course of the week, he has been talking to me about love and his pursuit of us. And in that, he has shown me, like, this morning I woke up and I was thinking about how he's like been my forever friend. I don't know if anyone else has like a best friend, like a forever friend. And he's really been that for me. And so this past week, he has really shown up and made me think about a few years ago. He said to me, I was going through a lot, and I said, you know, Lord, I really want to do better. And he told me to focus on the love and that my actions would catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably was about 4 or 5 years ago. And when I look back at the things that I've asked him for, and the way that he's shown up in my life for me and my family, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude and thankfulness. So, one of those things have just been the way he's been providing. Like about a month, I guess in August, I had a job change. One of my jobs, I actually had two jobs. So one of my jobs were gone. I used to work for the federal government and they are now shut down. And at the time that that door was shutting, I just kept saying, well, Lord, I don't want to pull back on giving. I want to still be able to give and not be worried about where anything is coming from, because you are my source. And I've just watched him show up, and just he's just amazing. I don't feel any concern for anything. I asked him, why do I feel like this? I really don't feel like, you know, sometimes people are so worried about everything that's going on, their bills, how they're going to take care of this and how they're going to do that. And he's just given me so much peace around that. Like, I just refuse to be worried about that, because I've seen him show up and take care of me and things connected to me. And just in what you're doing this week, Nicole, people sharing their testimonies of how God has shown up for them. And I just refuse to give the enemy any glory and think that God can't show up. So I'm just really grateful to know the Lord and have a relationship with him.
Yes.
I'm so grateful that he pursued me and loved me. And, you know, and I just want to share that with you guys. So.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. I hope you all have an amazing week. I hope the Lord shows up, and I know he will, because I prayed and I asked, and gives you a picture of his judgment for you this year. Again, let me tell you, the judgment, I'm not talking about like bad thing. Think of it like you're going to court, and the judge is going to award in your favor. Okay, that's what this judgment is. He will take care of what he needs to do with the wicked. But he's gonna give you something this year. And so my prayer is that you see it very clearly and he shows you what it is. This is what I'm gonna do for you this year. And you would receive it by faith. Receive it by faith. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. And I hope next year you will come back and do this with me again, and that you're going to have those, you're going to have those testimonies ready to go.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And we're going to expand this to more than an hour. It has felt really short. Some of these days it's like, oh, we need longer time. Yes, I agree. I agree. And I will be emailing the men and saying, you need to be on here so that people don't think that this whole ministry is made up of women. It's not. So we will get to hear more from the men as well during the week.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Okay, you all have a wonderful, wonderful time with the Lord. Be blessed.
Amen. You too.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
God bless.
Thank you, Lord.